Page 54. Lesson B. What drives us? 1. Grammar in context. B. Listen. What dangers did Beaumont face on his expedition? An amazing achievement.
In 2008, a 25-year-old Scottish man, Mark Beaumont, set a new record by cycling around the world in 195 days. Although it was an incredible feat, things did not always go smoothly. Pedaling across difficult terrain was often extremely painful. On top of that, his wallet and camera were stolen, and at one point he could easily have been killed in the United States when a motorist drove through a red light. In fact, the whole trip might well have been cut short at several points, owing to sickness, flooded roads, and mechanical problems. Sometimes, when traveling through particularly dangerous regions, he was made to sleep in grim police cells for his own protection. Beaumont was lucky. He put his life in danger and survived. Others who pursued incredible feats, like climbing Mount Everest, have died in their attempts. Indeed, the majority of people who have died on Everest were young people with families and partners. So what drove them? They must have known the dangers, so why did they consciously choose to put themselves in harm's way? Some would argue that adventurers like these should not have been permitted to attempt such dangerous expeditions. After all, there are easier and safer ways to challenge yourself, raise money for charity, or break world records. Did Mark Beaumont feel that he might not have been given another opportunity to make his mark on the world and pursue his ambition if he hadn't taken this chance?